Hello, I'm Chris Berrow with the BBC News. The US government has imposed sanctions on 10 companies and individuals from Iran and Venezuela linked to Tehran's drone and ballistics production, which the Trump administration says threatens America and its allies. Washington's latest move comes as President Trump steps up pressure on the Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro. Our Latin America correspondent Will Grant reports.
The decision to bring more sanctions against Venezuelan and Iranian officials, in this instance over the sale of combat drones, can be seen in the context of the Trump administration's wider pressure campaign against the Venezuelan government. In total, 10 individuals and companies were targeted by the US Treasury's Office of Foreign Assets Control. A Treasury undersecretary said the US was holding Iran and Venezuela accountable for what he called the aggressive and reckless proliferation of deadly weapons. So far, there has been no response from either Caracas or Tehran.
3 days of street protests in Iran, prompted by the rapidly weakening national currency, have spread beyond the capital, Tehran. Riot police confronted demonstrators in Isfahan, Kermanshah and Mashhad as public anger grew over rocketing food prices. The Iranian rial has lost nearly half of its value since September, when Western sanctions were renewed because of Iran's nuclear activities. University students have joined the protests. Supporters of southern Yemen's separatist movement have taken to the streets in Aden to protest at an ultimatum delivered by Saudi Arabia to the group's main backer, the United Arab Emirates. The UAE said on Tuesday it would abide by a Saudi demand to end its military involvement in Yemen. Riyadh has been angered by separatist advances towards the Saudi border, as Will Vernon explains.
The Saudis said that not only was this destabilising the situation in Yemen, this UAE-backed group taking territory, but it also threatened Saudi national security. And Saudi Arabia said this was a red line. Today, in its response, the UAE reaffirmed its commitment to Saudi national security and said that it hadn't pressured any rebel groups into launching any offensives that could threaten Saudi security.
Bolivian miners and labour union representatives have clashed with police during a protest against the new government's decision to eliminate fuel subsidies. Under the new scheme, petrol prices almost doubled on average and diesel prices climbed more sharply. Clitzia Sala reports.
Police in the Bolivian capital La Paz dispersed the crowd with tear gas and rubber bullets as demonstrators set off small dynamite charges. They tried to break through the police cordon to reach the central square, where many of Bolivia's government buildings are located. Protesters are opposed to the scrapping of a subsidy that had kept petrol and diesel prices frozen for more than 20 years.
World news from the BBC. The former men's world heavyweight boxing champion, Anthony Joshua, is continuing to recover in hospital in Nigeria after a car crash on Monday, which killed two members of his team. All three were passengers in an SUV which hit a truck parked at the side of the expressway between Lagos and Ibadan. A preliminary investigation said the car had been speeding. In the Africa Cup of Nations men's football tournament hosted by Morocco, Tanzania have reached the knockout stage for the first time. More details from David Bamford.
Tanzania have waited 45 years to get to the knockout stage of the African Cup competition. They've finally done it, barely, with a 1-1 draw against Tunisia. That's enough for them to squeeze through to the final 16, even though they haven't yet won a match. Tunisia also go through, finishing second in their group. Nigeria, who have already qualified, maintained their perfect record, beating 10-man Uganda 3-1. Senegal and the Democratic Republic of Congo are also through, with comfortable 3-0 victories against Benin and Botswana.
One of gospel music's most famous singers and arrangers, Richard Smallwood, has died. He was 77 and had a lasting impact on the sound of gospel choirs over several decades. He's known for hits like The Centre of My Joy and this, Total Praise. The music of Richard Smallwood. He received 8 Grammy nominations throughout his career. His songs were also covered by artists including Whitney Houston and Stevie Wonder. I'm Chris Berrow, and for now that's the latest world news from the BBC.